Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Namai Vikivalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ramayana Prologue Part 7 The Birth and History of Hanuman as Told to Ram by Agastya Rishi. There lived on Mount Sumeru a powerful Vanara leader named Keshari. His wife Anjana was beautiful beyond compare. One day the wind god Vayu saw her standing alone and desired union with her. After uniting with her in his mystical yoga form, she conceived the child who was named Hanuman. The child cried out in hunger, and Anjana placed him down amid some reeds while she went to collect forest fruits. Hanuman looked up from where he lay and saw the sun globe. Thinking it to be a large fruit, he sprang upwards with outstretched hands. Being gifted with the power of his divine father, he soared through the heavens toward the sun. Vayu went with him, covering him with a cool breeze, so that he would not be burnt by the sun. The sun god also withheld his blazing rays, as he understood that Hanuman was a great servant of Lord Vishnu. Hanuman would later assist Lord Vishnu on earth. As Hanuman went swiftly upwards through the skies, a demon named Rahu was also approaching the sun with a view to envelop him. It was the day ordained for that demon to swallow the fiery sun god, thus creating an eclipse. But Hanuman saw Rahu and pushed him aside. Afraid of the mighty Vanara, Rahu sped away toward Indra's abode in the heavens. And going before the deity, Rahu said, "O king of the gods, having allotted to me the sun and moon as my regular food, how is it that you have now given over my share to another? See how another Rahu has appeared in the sky, intent on consuming the sun." Indra immediately left his throne and, mounting his celestial elephant Airavata, rose up into the heavens. He approached Hanuman, who was streaking through the sky like a blazing meteor. When the Vanara saw the effulgent god nearby, he considered Indra to be another fruit and turned toward him. Indra then released his thunderbolt, which struck Hanuman and caused him to drop back down to earth. The Vanara fell onto a mountaintop and lay there, apparently dead. Seeing this, Vayu became angry and caused all creatures to begin suffocating, interrupting the flow of the vital life airs in all beings. Vayu created a great disturbance throughout the universe. Indra and all the other gods quickly approached Vayu, who stood by the fallen Hanuman, and prayed to him to desist from causing so much suffering. Lord Brahma also appeared and asked Vayu what was the cause of his actions. "It is on account of my son being slain. See now how that innocent child lays there motionless, struck down by Indra's terrible thunderbolt." Lord Brahma then reached out and ran his hand over Hanuman. The Vanara immediately sat up and looked all around. Relieved, Vayu again began to move in the bodies of all living creatures. Then Lord Brahma said, "Listen, O gods, as I tell you about this Vanara. He will accomplish your purpose on earth and will become famous as a servant of Lord Vishnu. You should therefore grant him all your boons. Pleased to hear Lord Brahma's words, Indra took off his garland and placed it around Hanuman's neck. From this day on, Hanuman shall be invulnerable to my thunderbolt." Then the sun god said, "I shall bestow upon him 100th part of my brilliance. When he begins to study the scriptures, I shall enable him to quickly learn all aspects of knowledge. No one shall exceed him in scriptural understanding." Yamaraj granted him invulnerability to his rod of death and freedom from ailment. Kuvera also blessed him that he would remain unweary in battle. And Lord Shiva said, "He shall be immune to my weapons and from death at my hands." Vishvakarma added, "This Vanara shall be invulnerable to all celestial weapons forged by me, and he shall be long-lived." Finally, Lord Brahma said, "O Wind God, your son shall be invincible in battle. He will prove the terror of his foes and the shelter of his friends. This jewel among monkeys shall be able to change his form at will and go wherever he pleases at any speed he desires. No Brahmana's curse will be able to kill him. His movements shall be unimpeded, and he will thus become glorious. In battle, he will accomplish tremendous feats, which will make one's hair stand on end. He will thus be the cause of the destruction of Ravan and the pleasure of Lord Ram." After all this, the gods departed, and Vayu took Hanuman back to his mother. He began to grow up like a demigod, overflowing with the exaltation of his own power and being possessed of the mischievous nature of a monkey. He started creating trouble for the rishis in the forest because he knew they could not harm him. Playfully, he would throw about and break their sacrificial ladles and vessels, and he would tear to shreds the piles of soft bark they kept for making garments. Despite the efforts of his mother and father to check him, Hanuman continued with his pranks and went on harassing the ascetics. Eventually, the rishis, not wanting to harm the playful young Vanara, found a way to stop him. Touching sacred water, their leader uttered an imprecation. as this one makes trouble for us, depending upon his celestial strength, now he shall forget his own power. Only when someone reminds him once again, and only by reciting his glories, will this Vanara recall his strength. Bewildered by that curse, Hanuman forgot all about his might and began acting like an ordinary Vanara. He formed a strong friendship with Sugriva, going with him into exile when Sugriva was banished by his brother Vali. Finally, he again remembered his power when Jambavan reminded him at the time of searching for Sita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.